The Joyride has stopped on our statewide tour in Superior this morning. We will talk about state, congressional, and presidential campaign news during this hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, September the 19th. We're broadcasting live from Barker's Island Inn in the Great Lakes Room. Come on down if you're in the area. You can watch the broadcast and participate by asking a question on the air. Plus, we want to know the issues that matter most to you in the races for state legislature, Congress, and president. You can also call in from wherever you're listening, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you have a question in the audience, just raise your hand, and our producer, Cynthia Schuster, will come on over and get you on the air. We have two campaign watchers with us this hour. Very happy to welcome Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio's news reporter based in Superior, the news director of KUWS. Good morning, Mike.
I have to say you're a trooper for going to a supper club up here last night.
Hey, I wanted to go to the supper club. We did a program on supper clubs a week or so ago, and a listener recommended when you're in Superior, go to the Dreamland Supper Club. And when I found it, it was a great place. In fact, Mike, you know your way around this region.
It took me an hour and a half to find it. About a 20-minute drive, but about an hour and a half. But you also had an old-fashioned, which is about perfect for a supper club.
That was my first old-fashioned in about 25 years. And I did pass on the pickle herring, though. I couldn't handle that.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that part.
Also joining us, she was not at the Dreamland Supper Club with us last night, Gloria Toivola, political science professor at UW-Superior. Good morning.
Good morning. And I would like to tell you that if I had been along, I would have eaten the pickled herring.
You would have. Okay.
Oh,
you're
absolutely.
Brave. You're very brave.
I was raised on pickled herring.
The sweet sauerkraut was pretty good, though. I'll have to say that.
You're talking a real Finnish person here.
Mike the Puttua and pickled herring is what we used to have for lunch all the time.
Well, so. we had fun at the Dreamland. I wanted to start a little bit, Mike, with you kind of getting a sense of this area, some of the state races and races for Congress that you're watching here in the 7th Congressional District.
Dan Meldy is opposing Congressman Obie. Obie has been in office since 1969, and of course he's the head of the Appropriations Committee, so he's one of the most powerful members of Congress right now. The opposition isn't very strong. Hasn't had any appearances up here. We're going to have a debate a month from now. That'll probably be his first time up to Superior. But Obie's district is so big that, and the southern part is the more Republican part of the district. So that's where the Republican opposition is trying to mount a campaign. But it's I don't think too many people are given this run much of a bet. Obie has finally become, with the Democrats in Congress, finally become the head of a committee. So for this area, I think people see an awful lot of benefit to keep a person with his seniority up here.
Mm-hmm.
So in the congressional race, unless something major happens, bad by Mr. Obie, I don't think it's going to be much of a race up here.
You have a longtime state representative, though, retiring this year. So this region, at least this Superior Douglas County area, will have a new representative come January when the legislature meets. Frank Boyle retired after, what, forever?
22 years. Yeah, 22 years. It was an interesting race. It's not over. There's an independent still in the race, but a city councilor from Superior won the Democratic primary, and there's no Republican opposition. Perhaps as dirty as the campaign got was some people were calling some of the Democrats Republicans. So,
oh, horrors.
Yeah, it was horrors, yeah. Really made you shudder. So, but, you know, it is interesting. Frank Boyle, self-proclaimed one of the most liberal, if not the most liberal person in the state assembly. After 22 years, I think he just thought it was, you know, time to hang it up. But, you know, his he has been championing lost causes for a long time, but some of those lost causes are becoming now more acceptable. Things like medical marijuana, the
assisted suicide,
death with dignity is a big one. I mean, he was talking about no smoking before, you know, in public places
before it wasn't cool.
Yeah, so his voice, he was always a great interview, you know. You just you just ask him a question and sit back for 3 minutes and he'll let you know exactly what he thinks about it. And it was very entertaining.
We did invite Frank Boyle to join us while we were broadcasting live in Superior, but of all things, he's in Madison today, so,
yeah.
So he's not able to join us during our stop here. But you are able to join us if you'd like to talk about the races for state legislature, the races for Congress, especially for the 7th District race for Congress. And we'll talk also about how this region is reacting to the race for president and what issues are particularly important to this area in the race for president as we go along. We welcome your participation at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can send an email to talk@wpr.org, or you can ask a question from our audience here at Barker's Island Inn and Conference Center. Just raise your hand and we'll run over with a microphone. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are on our first leg of our statewide tour, the Joyride. We're hitting the campaign trail in different communities around Wisconsin for the rest of this month and all of October, every Friday, broadcasting from a different community. Today we're in Superior. Next week we'll be in Sturgeon Bay. The week after that we're in Madison. You can check out our schedule of broadcasts on our website, all the details on how you can join in at WPR.org. We will talk more about the politics of this region, the 7th Congressional District. We will talk about races for state legislature in this area, and we'll also talk about the race for the White House and how that's playing in this region of the state. We want to know from you what the most important issues are to you as you go to the polls this November. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have two guests with us this hour. Mike Simonson is Wisconsin Public Radio's news reporter based in Superior, and also Gloria Toivola, who is a political science professor at UW-Superior. And Professor Toivola, right now, I was watching the news last night, and I saw more ads and news about the races in Minnesota than I did news from Wisconsin. That's an issue that people in this region have to contend with, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, I think the best and almost only source of Wisconsin news is Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I didn't pay you to say that.
No.
I did.
Otherwise, all of our television media and so forth are based in Duluth, and this means that we do get mostly Minnesota news, and sometimes it can be very difficult, for example, to get reporting on what's happening in the state legislature and so forth. And in Minnesota right now, we have a very, I'd call it messy, almost disgusting race going on for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Senator Coleman.
Mm-hmm. And Al Franken is the challenger.
Yes,
in that
Al Franken is the Democratic challenger. There is also an Independence Party candidate, Dean Barkley, who is polling at surprisingly high numbers at this point. I suspect that there is some danger that Dean Barkley may be able to accomplish something similar to what Jesse Ventura did with pointing to the other the Democratic and Republican candidates as simply bickering, engaging in one cheap shot after another, and Dean Barkley can stand above the fray. Mm-hmm. I know when you watch the evening news, it's one of these ads after another. They're just back to back, and most of them are attack ads. very
apocalyptic ads.
Yeah, and very little discussion of issues.
Oh, it's just that they're showing Al Franken during his comedic days, and a lot of his jokes were off color.
Mm. And is it worse than some of the ads we're seeing in the race for the White House, the John McCain, Barack Obama ads?
I think
ads?
It's worse.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, and Franken's throwing back Coleman's record of supporting Bush and oil companies, and they're all very dark ads, so much so that people are really turned off. It's the cynicism of politics that we're seeing so much of these days. And it's and so Dean Barkley, who really is, maybe he'd get 10%, but I agree that he's going to poll better because a lot of people are so turned off by Coleman and Franken. But yeah, we're inundated. I'm sure Western Wisconsin and La Crosse all inundated with those ads.
Well, let's turn the focus a little bit back on Wisconsin and talk some about the issues, Mike, that you see being most important from this region in the race for president. What seems to be most important?
Well, for president, and this is an issue that's really just service in the last couple of weeks is Great Lakes cleanup funding. And we're hearing some promises from the Obama campaign that there will be billions of dollars for cleaning up Great Lakes. The McCain campaign really hasn't answered that one yet. But there are so many hot spots, I think 40 hot spots in the Great Lakes, where there's, you know, deep pollution, Superfund sites that need cleaning up, and it's going to cost billions of dollars to do that. So Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, the Great Lakes are getting some play now in the political campaign. Beyond that, you know, with what's going on the stock market, with, you know, Hurricane Ike and fuel prices, you know, those issues, which are big across the country, are also big here.
Yeah, I think especially the fuel prices, as winter is approaching now, I think a lot of people are very concerned about their ability to heat their homes during the winter and so forth. I know that at the university we have an increasing number of students who talk about not having the gas money to commute to class and so forth. I think this area has always been concerned about the issue of jobs and maintaining the jobs. And this is related to the Great Lakes issue because the economy is dependent upon the Great Lakes. But it is also an area where, you know, the income levels are not that high in the first place. And I think a lot of people, if they were to lose their jobs, would not find much of a safety net at this point.
Yeah. Talk some, Mike, if you will, about the politics of this region. I know Superior and Douglas County always turn up blue on those red-blue states, but the area is broader than that. Is it primarily a Democratic-leaning area?
It definitely is, but I would say not quite as a lot of people think. I think it's socially liberal but fiscally fairly conservative. The mayor of Superior is a Republican, and I think one of the reasons he was easily reelected is because of his fiscal conservatism, even though he's not a liberal social person. I think Ashland-Bayfield County is also very Democratic. Sawyer County is more Republican. You get farther south in this region, it's more like that. So the presidential campaigns have chosen not to go north of Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay.
I mean, that irks you a little bit, doesn't it, Mike?
It does, because it does. It's not so much that I'd love to see McCain or Obama. You know, we can see them enough on TV and such. But to me, I think it's a snub to the area, to rural parts of the country. And it must have, I would think, diminishing returns to continue to go to Green Bay and Milwaukee and that sort of thing. When there's such a high voter turnout in this area, and as we were talking about, this is a media market that is for both Wisconsin and Minnesota. So you kind of get two bangs for the buck if a political campaign were to come to Superior or Duluth.
Yeah. Why do you figure, Professor Toivola, that you're not seeing Obama and McCain stumping in Superior?
I think because they believe it's a relatively safe area, and in any campaign they're going to put their money where they get the greatest return. And so in a closely divided area, spending a little more money is going to make the difference between winning that area or losing it. In this area, I think McCain would have have to spend an enormous amount. But I do want to say that in spite of the fact that they haven't visited, and we haven't heard any plans of their visiting, that we are getting a lot of ads.
You are. I was wondering if you, right. you're getting as many. We're getting tons in the Madison market. That's for
the,
sure.
There's certainly a lot of ads on the local TV, and it's hard to, of course, determine whether they're aimed toward Minnesota or Wisconsin when you're sitting here in Superior. And one of the other interesting things the McCain people have been doing is they send out a news release saying they're going to release this campaign ad. They only release it in a couple of places, but they get the they send that notice to the media. So the media start talking about it. The media run it for nothing.
Yeah.
So we get, you know, even though
I hate that kind of reporting, by the way.
Yes.
Well, we won't play any ads. but I mean, are people? Do you sense that that people are you know mad at the tone, the tenor of this campaign in terms of? You know, kind of negative ads and not enough details on policy positions?
I sense it. I think, though, as an academic, we do have certain biases that we assume that people should be focused on the issues. I know I'm teaching a class right now. We're forcing the class mm-hmm. to go through the issue positions of the candidates. And yet we've seen work done particularly by cognitive psychologists these days that say that it's voters don't make their decisions on a rational basis, that it's an emotional gut-level response. And so, you know, the effectiveness of some of these ads could be actually pretty great. Not everybody is as much of a political junkie as I am.
Yeah.
I find that hard to understand sometimes.
Do you sense, Mike, that there are a number of undecided voters in this region?
I don't know about mm-hmm. that. What I do know is that northern Wisconsin, with its heavy voter turnout and heavy Democratic turnout, swung the state for Al Gore in 2000. And Tommy Thompson, a Republican, of course, always made a point of coming up here a lot. And that, I think, ensured his easy reelection. And he won this area, except the last time Ed Garvey ran. So this area can vote Republican. This area does have a high voter turnout, and in a very close race like it looks like Wisconsin will be, you know, this area could be a turning point. In 1994, when Newt Gingrich was doing his Contract with America thing, and Dave Obey almost lost in 1994 mm-hmm. to Scott West, it was this area, this part of his district, that saved the day for him.
Yeah, it is going to be close. We have a minute before a newscast. Professor Toivola, do you sense, though, it changing in terms of numbers because of the news of the day, the economy? Is this helping Barack Obama, do you think?
Well, I think it does force the public to refocus on the economy, which is a real issue in the campaign, as opposed to, you know, the kinds of things they've been talking about during what we like to call the silly season, which have nothing to do with what is going to happen to the future of the country. And I think, you know, ordinary people are beginning to understand that even the stock market kinds of issues do affect us.
We'll talk more about this mm-hmm. after we return from news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike Simonson, thanks very much for being with us. Mike is a reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio's Superior Bureau, and Gloria Toivola is also with us, professor of political science at UW-Superior. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. The joyride has arrived in Superior. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7:36 on this Friday, September the 19th. We're broadcasting from Barker's Island Inn. We're in the Great Lakes Room. You're invited, if you're in the region, to stop by any time this morning, watch the broadcast, participate, ask a question live on air. Just say hello. We'd love to see you here. If you have a question in our audience, just raise your hand and a microphone will be on its way over to you. We also welcome you to participate in the program from wherever you're listening by calling 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We're going to focus in for the rest of this hour on presidential politics and the race for the White House and the latest news from the campaign trail. as we talk with our two guests, Mike Simonson, who is Wisconsin Public Radio's news reporter based in Superior. Good morning again, Mike.
Good morning.
And Gloria Toivola, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. Good morning again.
Good morning.
So let's talk about this. We'll get into some of the issues that are grabbing the headlines, but I wanted to get both of you to react to the new Big Ten battleground poll. It was just released yesterday. It found that John McCain and Barack Obama in a statistical dead heat in 7 of the 8 Midwest states that were included in this survey. The only state where Barack Obama was double digits ahead was Illinois, his home state. Otherwise, it's neck and neck, and it's in Wisconsin, Barack Obama has like a 1 or 2 point lead. Does that surprise you at all, Professor Toivola?
Yeah, it surprised me a little. I think some of those polls are still reflecting the convention bounce. But, you know, Wisconsin is a must-win state. And so, yes, it is going to be, I think it is going to be tight. There, you know, we've certainly had Republicans getting elected statewide in Wisconsin and Democrats and so forth. Minnesota would lean a little more toward the Democratic side, but you have to remember that we also have a Republican U.S. Senator and a Republican governor.
Yeah.
So they can go either way. And I think in both states, what you have is different patterns in different parts of the state. We were talking earlier about the Democratic vote in northwestern Wisconsin here. The same is true in northeast Minnesota.
Yeah. Now, this poll was taken as the nation's financial crisis worsened this week. Mm-hmm. However, it doesn't reflect all of that. But I wanted to ask you, Professor Toivola, why is it that Barack Obama once enjoyed a double-digit lead in Wisconsin, I think 13, 14 points in some polls, and that has gone down to a statistical dead heat now?
I think where, you know, when Obama was first the candidate, it was a historic candidacy and so forth. There was a lot of excitement. And I think similarly, after the Republican convention with Sarah Palin on the Republican ticket, that was, again, a historic event. And I think you have people responding to the newness of all of those kinds of things. I don't think the campaign has yet really settled down into anything that might be viewed as a real discussion on the issues.
Yeah. So Sarah Palin, you think, was a success for John McCain in terms of really providing a lot of excitement
right.
and popularity?
In terms of a lot of excitement, and she also brought home the base. Some of the more conservative elements of the Republican Party, of course, have been suspicious of McCain for quite a few years, and he had made derogatory comments, for example, about Jerry Falwell and so forth. And Palin actually has a record that is more like the Christian right, for example.
Yeah. We're talking about news from the campaign trail, welcoming your questions or comments for both of our guests, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. John McCain and Sarah Palin are doing town hall meetings now. They had one in Michigan the other day. Yesterday, they were both in the Green Bay area doing these town hall meetings. How do you think they're doing, Professor Toivola?
Well, at the town hall meetings, you're obviously going to be attracting a lot of your supporters, and I think that's what you see at all these events. But it also means that for the media, you have cheering crowds and all of these kinds of things. Once again, you know, in those kinds of surroundings, we really, even though there's the opportunity to have a fuller discussion of the issues, we don't see that. It may be that the media isn't picking those things up because obviously we see only those portions of the town meetings that the media has chosen to report on.
Yeah.
So they're more interested in something that's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Well, one of the questions asked of Sarah Palin was, you know, are you really ready to be president? And they wanted specifics on, you know,
right.
what in your experience makes you ready to be president? And she said, I'm ready. But you can stump the candidate if you'd like to.
Right. But there really wasn't an opportunity to follow through mm-hmm. with those questions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're still relying quite heavily on the one-liners and so forth. And that may be what helps you win. Unfortunately, we do react emotionally to many of these things as opposed to looking at them in terms of, you know, what actually is this person likely to do. The other thing, of course, that I think that is a little strange is the fact that they create the impression that the president alone can achieve all these goals, and all candidates are guilty of this.
Yeah.
They sound like they're, you know, little dictators that are just going to determine what happens in the world. And of course, we know that anything the president wants is most likely going to have to go through the Congress.
Yeah. Barack Obama is expected to visit Wisconsin on Monday, so we're going to have these back-and-forth visits from the presidential candidates. What is it that you think Barack Obama needs to say to regain his lead?
Well, I think, you know, personally, I believe he's a little better at giving the massive speech than he is at the just little give and take, which sometimes I think creates an impression of sort of a trite answer to something. And again, I don't know if that's indicative of the entire presentation or if it's just what has been picked up by the media. You know, his comment about the Good Old Boys Network being a staff meeting in the McCain campaign. So, you know, that's what got the attention. Now, what else happened in that session, we really don't know.
We have a caller, Ray in New London, who joins us. Go ahead, Ray. You're on the air.
My comment, statement, question is the fact that because the Obama should be way ahead according to this banking crisis, the fact that President Bush is so unpopular because of the war. However, all the news media is attacking Sarah Palin. And I don't think people are liking it. She's not the one that's running for president, but she's the one that's always questioned about it. I haven't even heard very much about Obama or McCain. I've heard a little bit about Biden, but it's mainly focused on her, and it's showing the hate that the left and the media have of her, because she's basically the perfect candidate for most conservatives. And so they're scared. It's not the fact that they're trying to look into her past and all this stuff to see how bad she is. It's the fact that they're scared that they know that Obama should be way up in the polls and he's not. So they're going after her. And the more they go after her, the harder they do it. It's causing people to be not maybe sympathy for her, but to feel like, wow, this is the way politics is. If I was to run, same thing would happen to me.
All right, Ray. Thanks very much for the call. Well, Professor Teufel, are the liberal media beating up on Sarah Palin?
I think the media is in a difficult spot right now because anything they say that's critical of Sarah Palin comes off to some people as criticism of her because she's a woman. And I think one of the things that we have to remember is that we can agree or disagree with women. And quite frankly, personally, I object to the fact so many people say this is what women want. I think one of the news magazines this week actually had the headline, "What Do Women Want?" Well, women are like men in the sense that we have all kinds of opinions. We don't necessarily think alike. Many people say that if women are ever to have power, they're going to have to all be united. On the other hand, men have been in control for years, and it seems to me they haven't been united. So as a woman, I do kind of resent you know, that notion. I don't like when any candidate attacks family matters or, you know, issues about one's personal life, but this is happening to male candidates as well. And I think there's some real concerns about, you know, who is this woman? We have not heard of her before, and we're finding it very difficult to get some information. I do chuckle with the McCain campaign referring to the press as kind of the enemy. That's clearly part of their campaign. But at the same time, he had joked in the past that
that was his base.
The press was his base. Yeah. So for many years, John McCain has been handled very favorably by the press.
Let me hold you there as we check weather around the state of Wisconsin, and then we'll be back talking more about some of the news on the campaign trail this week. Gloria Toivola with us, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. 1-800-642-1234. That's our toll-free number. Please join us or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Broadcasting live from Superior, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 11 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Friday, September the 19th. Coming up after 8, as we always do every Friday in our 8 o'clock hour, we will review the news of the week with two guests from different perspectives. We'll have two guests from Douglas County on hand here in Superior to talk with you about the news of the week. It's the Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, we are talking about some of the news from the campaign trail with Gloria Toivola, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Superior, our news reporter from Superior. Mike Simonson is also on hand to chime in. And we welcome you to chime in as well at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And we also invite you, if you are in our audience here at Barker's Island Inn, to raise your hand, and we'll get over to you and have you ask your question on the air. By the way, if you are in the area, you're invited to stop by Barker's Island Inn. We're in the Great Lakes Room. You can watch the program in progress and take part right here from the audience. So stop in. If you're driving by, pull on in. We have another caller. Artis in Delafield is with us. Hi, Artis. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm a Democrat, and I have no intention of voting for McCain, but I do feel that the choice of Sarah Palin is almost strategic to deflect attention away from McCain. And therefore, you know, he's going to obviously be saying less things that are going to, let's say, piss people off or change their opinions, you know, to vote for the Democrats. And I just feel like the media kind of fell into a trap, because I feel like while they're spending all this time ripping her apart, people who might vote for Obama are saying, geez, look how they're reacting to this. She's not even running for president, and it's looking like, you know, it's just deflecting us away from the real issues. Although it is important that, you know, we need to spend some time looking at her, because statistically, you know, McCain is older, he's got health problems, so there is not an insignificant chance that he may well, you know, have some medical complication and have her need to step in. So it is important that we, you know, look into her, but I feel almost like she's a decoy.
Do you feel that way in any way, Professor Toivola?
Well, I think it was a smart choice on the part of McCain. One of the biggest problems that the Republican Party faces this year is the extent to which voters are going to associate McCain with the Bush administration. This is part of Obama's strategy, of course, to try to push this, that it would be the third term and so forth. And so McCain, who has been in Washington for a very long time, cannot really easily create the notion that he's removed from Bush and that he's, you know, hasn't been a part of the inside operations in Washington. So by bringing Palin in, by, you know, putting the attention on Palin, then we're putting the attention on the outsider image.
Now, John McCain got a lot of attention this week when, in the midst of the financial markets collapsing and Wall Street firms going under, made the statement that the fundamentals of the economy are strong. That's got to hurt him.
Yes. In fact, I think that's one of the reasons that Obama has bounced back a little in recent days. But the you know, he's trying to say now that it was a reference to the hardworking people of the United States and all of this and not the financial institutions. But it did leave him open to the criticism that he really doesn't understand the nature of the economy. And, of course, he still comes back and says, you know, that Obama's plans are going to cost so much money that they're going to increase taxes and so forth. One of the things I really wish people would focus on a little bit more is that everybody's for the middle class. And it's smart because I think everybody thinks they're middle class. You know, they're not talking about somebody who makes $35,000 a year. They're talking about incomes up to $250,000 and, you know, and above. So you can say, you know, oh, this person's for increasing taxes, but the question is on who.
Yeah. Well, John McCain went after Democratic vice presidential candidate Joe Biden in Green Bay last night for saying that paying more in taxes is the patriotic thing for wealthier Americans to do. McCain told a Republican rally that raising taxes in a tough economy isn't patriotic, it isn't a badge of honor, it's just plain dumb. And that line elicited the loudest applause at at that rally last night.
Do you know anyone who favors raising taxes? Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you... if you talk about that in a generic sense, everybody is saying those are my taxes that are going to go up. And, you know, like everything political, the devil's in the details. And so, you know, it does seem as though, you know, it's in the interest of the McCain people to say that's going to affect everybody, whereas, you know, the Obama folks are saying that with their tax plan, it would actually mean a tax reduction for 80% of the American public.
Yeah. We have a listener in our audience here at Barker's Island Inn, Jeff in Superior. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to share that I'm the independent candidate for the state legislature here in this district. And one of the things I'm finding about in my campaign is a lot of people identify as Democrat or Republican, similar to we did in high school or junior high. You know, you identify this way because it's a group thing. You want to fit in with your friends, and that's what you do. And I'm emphasizing in my campaign that people think for themselves and look at the issues and decide which candidate they support as an independent and think independently as an American and the direction your politicians want to you want your political elected officials to move in. So the emphasis of independence, I think, is American. It goes all the way back to the patriots who fought against, you know, King George in England. And I think we can renew that every political season, and that's why I think politics is so exciting to some.
Well, thank you, Jeff. We're kind of short on time, so we can't go into great detail on your race and your campaign. But what about the independent vote, the independent parties, the third parties, Professor Toivola? What sort of factor might they play in the race?
It's an uphill battle. First of all, as Jeff was indicating, you would have to get voters to be focusing on the specific issues. And that is not the game that the Democrats and Republicans play. And when you're talking about third-party candidates, it's very difficult oftentimes to even get on the ballot. Ralph Nader has faced that certainly in Wisconsin, where last time around it went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court before he got on the ballot. And, you know, the rules are different in every single state. And so forth. And then even if you talk about, say, getting elected to Congress or whatever as an independent or a a third-party person, you know, the governing bodies are organized on a partisan basis. And so, you know, like, for example, if the Republicans have a majority in the Wisconsin Assembly, they control every committee. Mm-hmm. And so it is a real uphill battle. And, of course, both the major parties try to be everything to everybody.
Let's close on maybe will the presidential race influence greatly the races for Congress and state legislature in Wisconsin, do you think, Professor Toivola? A lot of coattails or not?
I think they could because if there is a massive increase in participation, it's anticipated that it will be the younger voters who seem to be more enthusiastic toward the Obama campaign. And so if they get involved, I think they may not even know too much about the other candidates, but they may follow a party line there.
Yeah, so Mike, you have anything to say in 15 seconds?
It's the rock star factor. And with Sarah Palin in, and of course with Obama in, there's going to be a lot of new voters out of there who haven't voted before and thus may not have been polled. I think that's the X factor in this election.
Mm-hmm. Mike Simonson, thank you very much for being here this morning. And Gloria Toivola, thank you as well. We're going to review the news of the week in just a moment, and we welcome you to stay tuned for that. Thanks very much to everybody who's helped in our live broadcast here from Superior, Rudy Listing and Paul Guello, John Munson and Cynthia Schuster, Rob Ferret, Bill Martins. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.